We had a conversation this morning, and Bob told me once very often he says this, stop talking and save it for the air.
Yeah.
And that is because...
Because I saw a poll from our sibling station, WIP, in Philadelphia today. And it was a simple poll. Do you want the NFL to have an 18-game regular season? Yes or no? And so I clicked on the poll, and obviously I voted yes for this. And I'm like, boy, okay, great. I'm sure it's a runaway for people, yes. But the no vote is actually leading by 53% to 47%. More people said no in this poll, and over 500 people or so have voted now in this thing. More people had said no, that they don't want an 18-game NFL regular season schedule versus the people who do want an 18-game regular season schedule. And I looked at that and I go, man, I do want more football because, you know, when you look at the schedule now, these preseason games that are going to be starting here sooner rather than later on the 10th of August, I think, is the first preseason game. What a waste of time, what a waste of money, what a waste of everything are these preseason games. And if we can continue to eliminate the preseason games, which, you know, college doesn't have, obviously, mm-hmm. and get more games that matter and more games that count, I'm all for that. And I think that's where the NFL is headed, because they get that 18th game. They probably end up giving you another bye in the regular season. You probably get rid of that bye between the conference championship game and the Super Bowl. And then you get your Super Bowl on President's Day weekend. And then everybody has Monday off, and then nobody can complain anymore that the Super Bowl isn't, you know, is on a Sunday, and then everybody has to go to work the next day because it's a national holiday. So I look at the big picture of things, and I think the more games that we can get that matter, the better it is for everybody. And so I was stunned to see 53% of the people in this poll have voted no.
I'm stunned that it's only 53%.
Really?
I have three, like, concerns with it.
Okay.
We have no doubt that the NFL is the runaway clear leader in the clubhouse
right.
of popularity in the United States. Am I wrong about that?
No, you're 100% right about that. Yeah.
Why?
Right.
Why is it? Action-packed.
Yeah.
Right? Leaves you pining for more.
Mm-hmm.
And every time the Chiefs win a game on Sunday, you're like, man, I can't wait till next Sunday.
Right.
Right? It's perfect. It's at a good spot. Another question I have is, we just spent the entire winter and spring talking about, my God, the NFL plays every single day but Tuesday.
Right.
Right? There's too many
Chiefs, you know, play every day.
Or Chiefs play every day. But there's an NFL game basically.
Every day but a Tuesday.
Every day but a Tuesday.
Right.
Okay. That gives me concern. And the main concern I have is that how many times, speaking of camp cliches, Friday, see you then, do we see something that is perfect? If it's not broke, don't fix it, is the cliche.
Right.
And the other problem that I have is the NFL running into a problem that most things get when they become extremely popular and are extremely fine the way they are, they get stale.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were younger, and obviously it's evolved because of money,
right.
And if there's 18 games, there's a reason why, because there is a money grab for it. And big business is going to do big business. I understand that. But, like, I got to the point where it was perfect Monday, Thursday, Sunday.
Right.
It was Sunday was great. Monday was always never the Chiefs, right, when I was younger. Mm-hmm. So it was always like, I'll get to watch a game and have zero bias. And, you know, after Sunday, it was great. And then Thursday comes along, and I'm like, okay, Thursday's all right. But then as you kind of see, like, what it can do and how the players don't really like it because of the shortened practice week, everything's, you know, pushed up to 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, okay, Monday, Thursday, Sunday's good. And I'm afraid that they're going to just have too much, and it's going to come to a point where, like, we're no longer waiting for the next game. It's just like, yeah, well, we're going to have it again. We're going to have it. And maybe I'm wrong, and I'm okay with that. But, like, I worry about where it goes next. How many games they can actually play, and to a point where I'm no longer sitting on the, you know, going like, ooh, it's Thursday night, we got an NFL game. Because then it's going to be like, oh, it's Wednesday night, got an NFL game. Oh, it's Thursday. Oh, yeah, the NFL plays. Oh, yeah, it's that, you know, whatever. And that's what I worry about. Plus, like, I understand where the league is going, but, like, when is the NFL ever going to get to a point for a time of length where they're finally like, you know what, our product is good right now. Let's keep it this way. There's other ways to make money, advertisement, whatever, to where it's just like, we're just going to keep adding games, or we're going to put games on every day of the week, or we're going to, you know, whatever it may be. And I know they don't play every week, Monday through whatever, but it's almost to the point now where the NFL is just like, I can't keep up.
Yeah.
And that's the fear that I have. And I don't think it's a fear that's going to be in reality, because the NFL just always wins. Football just always wins. But That's the fear I have, because I think that their product is great the way it is. I think that the expansion that we've seen, and because where it's evolved in the last decade from where it was 10 years ago, it's even mesmerizing. That was just 2014.
Yeah, I know.
And you watch it now, you're like, Black Friday game, Christmas game,
right.
Thanksgiving game, you know, all these sort of things, which we've always had some of those, but now it's like 18 games where we're going to keep going.
Well, I think if you make Sunday more powerful again, I think, and that's where I think the NFL has kind of lost it, in my opinion, is the actual Sunday games. Like, it's become more than just Sunday. And if I'm the Players Association and they have to agree to this 18th game, one of the things I would fight for if I'm the Players Association is, like, you can't have random games on Tuesdays and Wednesdays and things of that nature. We've got to find a way to get back to Sundays and owning Sunday again, where Sunday was the day for the NFL. Because I think when you look at the money that Fox and CBS are putting up right now, they're kind of taking those games away from them, and you're farming off games on Sundays and Wednesdays and Christmas and this day and that day and all these other days. You're losing that magical noon and 3 p.m. window that used to be so great, where that was the NFL. So if we can get more games back into those windows, I think that would be good. I understand what you're saying. I've always thought, like, when is the bubble going to burst for the NFL, right?
Yeah.
Like they've got the Midas touch right now. Everything they're touching turns to gold, but eventually everything's going to turn to gold, and it's just going to be like, okay, I have no friends or anything anymore because I've frozen everybody else out, right? So how is that ultimately going to come back down to earth? I don't know if the 18 game makes that come back down to earth. I think people just want more football and more games that matter. And as long as you get rid of one of those preseason games and we still have the 20 games that they're going to play, I think it's going to be okay from that standpoint. But I do understand where you're coming from. Like, do they oversaturate the market? Do they get too big where people are like, that's just not the same as it used to be because I'm not waiting for it? But I think as long as the NFL and as NFL fans wake up, you know, in July every year or March every year, believing they have a chance, like, there are Carolina Panther fans that are like, well, we got an outside chance. And then they see their seventh grade quarterback walking across the parking lot yesterday. And they're like, oh my God, maybe we don't have a chance. Mm-hmm. But that's the beauty of the NFL.
Yeah.
Unless you are, I don't even know who you could be right now at this point in time, where you're not waking up and you're looking at the schedule, you're looking at your roster, you're looking at training camp, you're seeing these highlights. Like, the NFL does the best job that I've ever seen in quote-unquote marketing and advertising. They sell hope. That's what advertising, that's what marketing is all about, right? You've got to sell hope, right? Baseball tries to do that in spring training, but the game really doesn't lend itself to that because it's not equal footing across the board. The NFL's equal footing across the board, and the NFL sells hope better than anybody else. So every fan base out there, whether you're the Giants or whether you're the Chiefs or whether you're the Texans or the Jets, you believe that you have an opportunity to win something this year. And if certain things break your way, we're just two or three plays away from having a chance to get into the playoffs. That's the beauty of the NFL.
Right.
And every fan base feels like they've got a shot at something this year.
Mac, you're a big football guy. You won 18 games?
Yeah, I'm here with you, Dusty. No. How many Monday and Thursday night games did we have that sucked this season?
Yep.
Remember the first half of the season, really the whole season, but really it was a main story, the first 10 games, of how putrid offenses were.
Right.
Historically low scoring numbers. We've never had less practice and less recovery time for players in NFL history. They preach, you know, player safety and keeping these guys in good shape. They don't care.
Right.
They don't care. They're going to add an extra bye week. They're going to get rid of that bye week in between the championship game and the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And they're going to get rid of preseason, and it's going to be completely eliminated. Yeah, I think football used to be perfect. 16 games, 12 footballs.
16 games was the perfect number.
Perfect.
But then you go up to where we are right now with 17 games. And I look at 17 games, and I'm like, I like an even number. They're not going backwards to 16 games. So you know that they're going to go forward
Goodell's
to
just got
18
OCD.
Games, right?
Yeah. He's
Monday,
like, I can't have odd numbers.
Sunday, Thursday.
That's right. No, I mean, it's like the analogy I can give it, the best way I can consider it is growing up in the 90s, being a wrestling fan.
Mm-hmm.
You knew you always had Monday and Sunday night.
Right.
Then they added Thursday night.
Mm.
Then they started adding more, you know, pay-per-views.
Right.
And the talent drifted off a little bit as well.
I'm sure.
But, like, the rosters expanded.
Right.
The nights expanded, and it became stale.
Right.
And you were just like, yeah, I'm not as amped up as I was waiting Monday and Sunday. And, you know, text lines, like, I'm afraid of it getting burned out. That's a fair thing to have.
But here's the thing that I always caution people. Just because it's on doesn't mean you have to watch, right? Like, I'm not a Monday night football fan. By the time Monday night rolls around, unless it's the Chiefs playing on Monday night, which we have a couple this year, I'm done for the weekend with football. And a lot of times the Monday night games aren't great football games. So I don't watch the Monday night games. But by the time Thursday rolls around, I get excited for Thursday night football. I'm like, all right, here we go. The weekend's starting. We're getting close, right? You know, Friday's in right there, and we're ready to have a weekend. And
Saturday, and I got college.
Like it kind of starts your week off. But if it's like Atlanta versus Tampa, that probably take a backseat. Maybe I'm not going to watch that game as much, especially now this time of the year with the Royals being in the playoff race and all that kind of stuff. Thursday nights maybe be taken up by more baseball than football at this point in time. But if it's on, doesn't mean you have to watch. And so you cannot get burnt out. Like if you just watch the Chiefs and that's it, I don't know that you're ever going to get burnt out on this. And that's what I go back to. I mean, just because there's a game on and grown men are throwing balls at each other doesn't mean that you have to sit there on the TV or on the couch and watch that game on the TV. If you don't feel like watching it that night, by God, don't watch the game. Just watch the Chiefs on Monday or Sunday or Thursday or Wednesday or Friday or Saturday or whenever the hell they're playing a football game. Watch it then. And then you don't get burnt out. And that's kind of the conversation that I've had with people. Well, there's just so many games. So don't watch. Who the hell cares? Like, you don't have to watch. If you don't feel like watching the game that night, nobody's strapping you to the chair and saying, you got to watch this thing.
I have a sickness, Bob. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you watch a Thursday night game, if it's a turd, turn it off. Move on. Save yourself from yourself. Again, just because there's a game on, if the game's not good, it's okay to move on.
Binkley just texted me and said, Dustman, they ought to have 20 weeks. Just kidding. Fesco in the morning brought to you by Rainier Garage. We had a conversation this morning, and Bob told me once very often he says this, stop talking and save it for the air.
Yeah.
And that is because...
because I saw a poll from our sibling station, WIP, in Philadelphia today. And it was a simple poll. Do you want the NFL to have an 18-game regular season? Yes or no? And so I clicked on the poll, and obviously I voted yes for this. And I'm like, boy, okay, great. I'm sure it's a runaway for people. Yes. But the no vote is actually leading by 53% to 47%. More people said no in this poll, and over 500 people or so have voted now in this thing. More people had said no, that they don't want an 18-game NFL regular season schedule versus the people who do want an 18-game regular season schedule. And I looked at that and I go, man, I do want more football because, you know, when you look at the schedule now, these preseason games that are going to be starting here sooner rather than later on the 10th of August, I think is the first preseason game. What a waste of time. What a waste of money. What a waste of everything are these preseason games. And if we can continue to eliminate the preseason games, which, you know, college doesn't have, obviously, and get more games that matter and more games that count, I'm all for that. And I think that's where the NFL is headed, because they get that 18th game. They probably end up giving you another bye in the regular season. You probably get rid of that bye between the conference championship game and the Super Bowl. And then you get your Super Bowl on President's Day weekend. And then everybody has Monday off, and then nobody can complain anymore that the Super Bowl isn't, you know, is on a Sunday, and then everybody has to go to work the next day because it's a national holiday. So I look at the big picture of things, and I think the more games that we can get that matter, the better it is for everybody. And so I was stunned to see 53% of the people in this poll have voted no.
I'm stunned that it's only 53%.
Really?
I have three concerns with it.
Okay.
We have no doubt that the NFL is the runaway clear leader in the clubhouse of popularity in the United States. Am I wrong about that?
No, you're 100% right about that. Yeah.
Why?
Right.
Why is it? Action-packed.
Yeah.
Right? Leaves you pining for more.
Mm-hmm.
And every time the Chiefs win a game on Sunday, you're like, man, I can't wait till next Sunday.
Right.
Right? It's perfect. It's at a good spot. Another question I have is, we just spent the entire winter and spring talking about, my God, the NFL plays every single day but Tuesday.
Right.
Right? There's too many
Chiefs play every day.
There's an NFL game basically.
Every day but a Tuesday.
Every day but a Tuesday. Right. Okay. That gives me concern. And the main concern I have is that how many times, speaking of camp cliches, Friday, see you then, do we see something that is perfect? If it's not broke, don't fix it, is the cliche.
Right.
And the other problem that I have is the NFL running into a problem that most things get when they become extremely popular and are extremely fine the way they are, they get stale.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were younger, and obviously it's evolved because of money,
right,
and if there's 18 games, there's a reason why. because there is a money grab for it. And big business is going to do big business. I understand that. But, like, I got to the point where it was perfect Monday, Thursday, Sunday.
Right.
It was a, you know, Sunday was great. Monday was always never the Chiefs, right, when I was younger. Mm-hmm. So it was always like, ah, I'll get to watch a game and have zero bias. And, you know, I get, you know, after Sunday, it was great. And then Thursday comes along. And I'm like, okay, Thursday's all right. But then as you kind of see, like, what it can do and how the players don't really like it because of the shortened practice week, everything's, you know, pushed up to 2 days. Mm-hmm. You're like, okay, Monday, Thursday, Sunday's good. And I'm afraid that they're going to just have too much and it's going to become to a point where, like, we're no longer waiting for the next game. It's just like, yeah, well, we're going to have it again. We're going to have it. And maybe I'm wrong. And I'm okay with that. But, like, I worry about where it goes next, how many games they can actually play, and to a point where I'm no longer sitting on the, you know, going like, ooh, it's Thursday night. We got an NFL game. Because then it's going to be like, oh, it's Wednesday night. Got an NFL game. Oh, it's Thursday. Oh, yeah, the NFL plays. Oh, yeah, it's that, you know, whatever. And that's what I worry about. Plus, like, I understand where the league is going, but, like, when is the NFL ever going to get to a point for a time of length where they're finally like, you know what? Our product is good right now. Let's keep it this way. There's other ways to make money, advertisement, whatever, to where it's just like, we're just going to keep adding games, or we're going to put games on every day of the week, or we're going to, you know, whatever it may be. And mm-hmm. I know they don't play every week, Monday through whatever, but it's almost to the point now where the NFL is just like, I can't keep up.
Yeah.
And that's the fear that I have. And I don't think it's a fear that's going to be in reality, because the NFL just always wins. Football just always wins. But that's the fear I have, because I think that their product is great the way it is. I think that the expansion that we've seen, and because where it's evolved in the last decade from where it was 10 years ago, it's even mesmerizing. That was just 2014.
Yeah, well, I know.
And you watch it now, you're like, Black Friday game, Christmas game,
right,
Thanksgiving game. You know, all these sort of things, which we've always had some of those, but now it's like 18 games where we're going to keep going.
Well, I think if you make Sunday more powerful again, I think, and that's where I think the NFL has kind of lost it, in my opinion, is the actual Sunday games. Like, it's become more than just Sunday. And if I'm the Players Association and they have to agree to this 18th game, one of the things I would fight for if I'm the Players Association is, like, you can't have random games on Tuesdays and Wednesdays and things of that nature. We've got to find a way to get back to Sundays and owning Sunday again, where Sunday was the day for the NFL. Because I think when you look at the money that Fox and CBS are putting up right now, they're kind of taking those games away from them, and, you know, farming off games on Sundays and Wednesdays and Christmas and this day and that day and all these other days. You're losing that magical noon and 3 p.m. window that used to be so great, where that was the NFL. So if we can get more games back into those windows, I think that would be good. I understand what you're saying. I've always thought, like, when is the bubble going to burst for the NFL, right?
Yeah.
Like they've got the Midas touch right now. Everything they're touching turns to gold, but eventually everything's going to turn to gold, and it's just going to be like, okay, I have no friends or anything anymore because I've frozen everybody else out, right? So how is that ultimately going to come back down to earth? I don't know if the 18 game makes that come back down to earth. I think people just want more football and more games that matter. And as long as you get rid of one of those preseason games and we still have the 20 games that they're going to play, I think it's going to be okay from that standpoint. But I do understand where you're coming from. Like, do they oversaturate the market? Do they get too big where people are like, that's just not the same as it used to be because I'm not waiting for it? But I think as long as the NFL and as NFL fans wake up, you know, in July every year or March every year, believing they have a chance, like, there are Carolina Panther fans that are like, well, we got an outside chance. And then they see their seventh grade quarterback walking across the parking lot yesterday. And they're like, oh my God, maybe we don't have a chance. Mm-hmm. But that's the beauty of the NFL.
Yeah.
Unless you are, I don't even know who you could be right now at this point in time, where you're not waking up and you're looking at the schedule, you're looking at your roster, you're looking at training camp, you're seeing these highlights. Like, the NFL does the best job that I've ever seen in quote-unquote marketing and advertising. They sell hope. That's what advertising, that's what marketing is all about, right? You've got to sell hope, right? Baseball tries to do that in spring training, but the game really doesn't lend itself to that because it's not equal footing across the board. The NFL's equal footing across the board, and the NFL sells hope better than anybody else. So every fan base out there, whether you're the Giants or whether you're the Chiefs or whether you're the Texans or the Jets, you believe that you have an opportunity to win something this year. And if certain things break your way, we're just two or three plays away from having a chance to get into the playoffs. That's the beauty of the NFL.
Right.
And every fan base feels like they've got a shot at something this year.
Mac, you're a big football guy. You won 18 games?
Yeah, I'm here with you, Dusty. No. How many Monday and Thursday night games did we have that sucked this season?
Yep.
remember the first half of the season, really the whole season, but really it was a main story, the first 10 games, of how putrid offenses were.
Right.
Historically low scoring numbers. We've never had less practice and less recovery time for players in NFL history. They preach, you know, player safety and keeping these guys in good shape. They don't care.
Right.
They don't care. They're going to add an extra bye week. They're going to get rid of that bye week in between the championship game and the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And they're going to get rid of preseason and it's going to be completely eliminated. Yeah, I think football used to be perfect. 16 games
was the perfect number.
Perfect.
But then you go up to where we are right now with 17 games. And I look at 17 games and I'm like, I like an even number, right?
I agree.
They're not going backwards to 16 games. So you know that they're going to go forward
just
to 18 games, right?
Yeah. He's
Monday,
like, I can't have odd numbers.
Sunday, Thursday.
That's right. No, I mean, it's like the analogy I can give it, the best way I can consider it is growing up in the 90s, being a wrestling fan.
Mm-hmm.
You knew you always had Monday and Sunday night.
Right.
Then they added Thursday night. Mm. Then they started adding more, you know, pay-per-views.
Right.
And the talent drifted off a little bit as well.
I'm sure.
But like the rosters expanded.
Right.
The nights expanded and it became stale.
Right.
And you were just like, yeah, I'm not as amped up as I was waiting Monday and Sunday. And, you know, text lines, like I'm afraid of it getting burned out. That's a fair thing to have.
But here's the thing that I always caution people. Just because it's on doesn't mean you have to watch, right? Like I'm not a Monday night football fan. By the time Monday night rolls around, unless it's the Chiefs playing on Monday night, which we have a couple this year, I'm done for the weekend with football. And a lot of times the Monday night games aren't great football games. So I don't watch the Monday night games. But by the time Thursday rolls around, I get excited for Thursday night football. I'm like, all right, here we go. The weekend's starting. We're getting close, right? You know, Friday's in right there and we're ready to have a weekend. And
Saturday
and
I got college.
Yeah, right. Like it kind of starts your week off. But if it's like Atlanta versus Tampa, that probably take a backseat. Maybe I'm not going to watch that game as much, especially now this time of the year with the Royals being in the playoff race and all that kind of stuff. Thursday nights maybe be taken up by more baseball than football at this point in time. But if it's on, doesn't mean you have to watch. And so you cannot get burnt out. Like if you just watch the Chiefs and that's it, I don't know that you're ever going to get burnt out on this. And that's what I go back to. I mean, just because there's a game on and grown men are throwing balls at each other doesn't mean that you have to sit there on the TV or on the couch and watch that game on the TV. If you don't feel like watching it that night, by God, don't watch the game. Just watch the Chiefs on Monday or Sunday or Thursday or Wednesday or Friday or Saturday or whenever the hell they're playing a football game. Watch it then. And then you don't get burnt out. And that's kind of the conversation that I've had with people. Well, there's just so many games. So don't watch. Who the hell cares? Like, you don't have to watch. If you don't feel like watching the game that night, nobody's strapping you to the chair and saying, you got to watch this thing.
I have a sickness, Bob. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you watch a Thursday night game, if it's a turd, turn it off. Move on. Like, save yourself from yourself. Again, just because there's a game on, if the game's not good, it's okay to move on.
Binkley just texted me and said, Dustman, they ought to have 20 weeks.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Fesco in the morning brought to you by Rainier Garage. We had a conversation this morning, and Bob told me once very often he says this, stop talking and save it for the air.
Yeah.
And that is because?
Because I saw a poll from our sibling station, WIP in Philadelphia today. And it was a simple poll. Do you want the NFL to have an 18-game regular season? Yes or no? And so I clicked on the poll, and obviously I voted yes for this. And I'm like, boy, okay, great. I'm sure it's a runaway for people, yes. But the no vote is actually leading by 53% to 47%. More people said no in this poll, and over 500 people or so have voted now in this thing. More people had said no, that they don't want an 18-game NFL regular season schedule versus the people who do want an 18-game regular season schedule. And I looked at that and I go, man, I do want more football because, you know, when you look at the schedule now, these preseason games that are going to be starting here sooner rather than later on the 10th of August, I think is the first preseason game. What a waste of time, what a waste of money, what a waste of everything are these preseason games. And if we can continue to eliminate the preseason games, which, you know, college doesn't have, obviously, and get more games that matter and more games that count, I'm all for that. And I think that's where the NFL is headed because they get that 18th game. They probably end up giving you another bye in the regular season. You probably get rid of that bye between the conference championship game and the Super Bowl. And then you get your Super Bowl on President's Day weekend. And then everybody has Monday off and then nobody can complain anymore that the Super Bowl isn't, you know, is on a Sunday and then everybody has to go to work the next day because it's a national holiday. So I look at the big picture of things and I think the more games that we can get that matter, the better it is for everybody. And so I was stunned to see 53% of the people in this poll have voted no.
I'm stunned that it's only 53%.
Really?
I have three, like, concerns with it.
Okay.
We have no doubt that the NFL is the runaway clear leader in the clubhouse right. of popularity in the United States. Am I wrong about that?
No, you're 100% right about that, yeah.
Why?
Right.
Why is it? Action-packed.
Yeah.
Right? Leaves you pining for more.
Mm-hmm.
And every time the Chiefs win a game on Sunday, you're like, man, I can't wait till next Sunday.
Right.
Right? It's perfect. It's at a good spot. Another question I have is, we just spent the entire winter and spring talking about, my God, the NFL plays every single day but Tuesday.
Right.
Right? There's too many
Chiefs play every day.
Or Chiefs play every day, but there's an NFL game basically.
Every day but a Tuesday.
Every day
yeah,
but a Tuesday.
Right.
Okay? That gives me concern. And the main concern I have is that how many times, speaking of camp cliches, Friday, see you then, do we see something that is perfect? If it's not broke, don't fix it, is the cliche.
Right.
And the other problem that I have is the NFL running into a problem that most things get when they become extremely popular and are extremely fine the way they are, they get stale.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were younger, and obviously it's evolved because of money,
right.
and if there's 18 games, there's a reason why, because there is a money grab for it. And big business is going to do big business. I understand that. But like, I got to the point where it was perfect Monday, Thursday, Sunday.
Right.
It was a, you know, Sunday was great. Monday was always never the Chiefs, right, when I was younger. Mm-hmm. So it was always like, I'll get to watch a game and have zero bias. And, you know, I get, you know, after Sunday, it was great. And then Thursday comes along. And I'm like, okay, Thursday's all right. But then as you kind of see, like, what it can do and how the players don't really like it because of the shortened practice week, everything's, you know, pushed up to 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, okay, Monday, Thursday, Sunday's good. And I'm afraid that they're going to just have too much, and it's going to become to a point where, like, we're no longer waiting for the next game. It's just like, yeah, well, we're going to have it again. We're going to have it. And maybe I'm wrong, and I'm okay with that. But, like, I worry about where it goes next, how many games they can actually play, and to a point where I'm no longer sitting on the, you know, going like, ooh, it's Thursday night. We got an NFL game. Because then it's going to be like, oh, it's Wednesday night. Got an NFL game. Oh, it's Thursday. Oh, yeah, the NFL plays. Oh, yeah, it's that, you know, whatever. And that's what I worry about. Plus, like, I understand where the league is going, but like, when is the NFL ever going to get to a point for a time of length where they're finally like, you know what? Our product is good right now. Let's keep it this way. There's other ways to make money, advertisement, whatever, to where it's just like, we're just going to keep adding games, or we're going to put games on every day of the week, or we're going to, you know, whatever it may be. And I know they don't play every week, Monday through whatever, but it's almost to the point now where the NFL is just like, I can't keep up.
Yeah.
And that's the fear that I have. And I don't think it's a fear that's going to be in reality, because the NFL just always wins. Football just always wins. But that's the fear I have, because I think that their product is great the way it is. I think that the expansion that we've seen, and because where it's evolved in the last decade from where it was 10 years ago, it's even mesmerizing. That was just 2014.
Yeah, I know.
And you watch it now, you're like, Black Friday game, Christmas game,
right.
Thanksgiving game. You know, all these sort of things, which we've always had some of those, but now it's like 18 games where we're going to keep going.
Well, I think if you make Sunday more powerful again, I think, and that's where I think the NFL has kind of lost it, in my opinion, is the actual Sunday games. Like, it's become more than just Sunday. And if I'm the Players Association and they have to agree to this 18th game, one of the things I would fight for if I'm the Players Association is, like, you can't have random games on Tuesdays and Wednesdays and things of that nature. We've got to find a way to get back to Sundays and owning Sunday again, where Sunday was the day for the NFL. Because I think when you look at the money that Fox and CBS are putting up right now, they're kind of taking those games away from them, and, you know, you're farming off games on Sundays and Wednesdays and Christmas and this day and that day and all these other days. You're losing that magical noon and 3 p.m. window that used to be so great, where that was the NFL. So if we can get more games back into those windows,
yeah,
I think that would be good. I understand what you're saying. I've always thought, like, when is the bubble going to burst for the NFL, right?
Yeah.
Like they've got the Midas touch right now. Everything they're touching turns to gold, But eventually everything's going to turn to gold and it's just going to be like, okay, I have no friends or anything anymore because I've frozen everybody else out, right? So how is that ultimately going to come back down to earth? I don't know if the 18 game makes that come back down to earth. I think people just want more football and more games that matter. And as long as you get rid of one of those preseason games and we still have the 20 games that they're going to play, I think it's going to be okay from that standpoint. But I do understand where you're coming from. Like, do they oversaturate the market? Do they get too big where people are like, that's just not the same as it used to be because I'm not waiting for it. But I think as long as the NFL and as NFL fans wake up, you know, in July every year or March every year, believing they have a chance, like there are Carolina Panther fans that are like, well, we got an outside chance. And then they see their seventh grade quarterback walking across the parking lot yesterday. And they're like, oh my God, maybe we don't have a chance. Mm-hmm. But that's the beauty of the NFL. Yeah. Unless you are, I don't even know who you could be right now at this point in time where you're not waking up and you're looking at the schedule, you're looking at your roster, you're looking at training camp, you're seeing these highlights. Like, the NFL does the best job that I've ever seen in quote-unquote marketing and advertising. They sell hope. That's what advertising, that's what marketing is all about, right? You've got to sell hope, right? Baseball tries to do that in spring training, but the game really doesn't lend itself to that because it's not equal footing across the board. The NFL's equal footing across the board, and the NFL sells hope better than anybody else. So every fan base out there, whether you're the Giants or whether you're the Chiefs or whether you're the Texans or the Jets, you believe that you have an opportunity to win something this year. And if certain things break your way, we're just two or three plays away from having a chance to get into the playoffs. That's the beauty of the NFL. Right. And every fan base feels like they've got a shot at something this year.
Mac, you're a big football guy. You won 18 games?
Yeah, I'm here with you, Dusty. No. How many Monday and Thursday night games did we have that sucked this season?
Yep.
Remember the first half of the season, really the whole season, but really it was a main story, the first 10 games, of how putrid offenses were.
Right.
Historically low scoring numbers. We've never had less practice and less recovery time for players in NFL history. They preach, you know, player safety and keeping these guys in good shape. They don't care.
Right.
They don't care. They're going to add an extra bye week. They're going to get rid of that bye week in between the championship game and the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And they're going to get rid of preseason and it's going to be completely eliminated. Yeah, I think football used to be perfect. 16 games, 12 football.
16 games was the perfect number.
Perfect.
But then you go up to where we are right now with 17 games. And I look at 17 games and I'm like, I like an even number. They're not going backwards to 16 games. So you know that they're going to go forward
Goodell's just
to
got
18
OCD.
Games, right?
Yeah. He's
Monday,
like, I can't have odd numbers.
Sunday, Thursday.
That's right. No, I mean, it's like the analogy I can give it, the best way I can consider it is growing up in the 90s, being a wrestling fan.
Mm-hmm.
You knew you always had Monday and Sunday night.
Right.
Then they added Thursday night. Mm. Then they started adding more, you know, pay-per-views.
Right.
And the talent drifted off a little bit as well.
I'm sure.
But, like, the rosters expanded.
Right.
The nights expanded, and it became stale.
Right.
And you were just like, yeah, I'm not as amped up as I was waiting Monday and Sunday. And, you know, text lines, like, I'm afraid of it getting burned out. That's a fair thing to have.
But here's the thing that I always caution people. Just because it's on doesn't mean you have to watch, right? Like, I'm not a Monday night football fan. By the time Monday night rolls around, unless it's the Chiefs playing on Monday night, which we have a couple this year, I'm done for the weekend with football. And a lot of times the Monday night games aren't great football games. So I don't watch the Monday night games. But by the time Thursday rolls around, I get excited for Thursday night football. I'm like, all right, here we go. The weekend's starting. We're getting close, right? You know, Friday's in right there, and we're ready to have a weekend. And
Saturday, and I got college.
Like, it kind of starts your week off. But if it's like Atlanta versus Tampa, that probably take a backseat. Maybe I'm not going to watch that game as much, especially now this time of the year with the Royals being in the playoff race and all that kind of stuff. Thursday nights maybe be taken up by more baseball than football at this point in time. But if it's on, doesn't mean you have to watch. And so you cannot get burnt out. Like, if you just watch the Chiefs and that's it, I don't know that you're ever going to get burnt out on this. And that's what I go back to. I mean, just because there's a game on and grown men are throwing balls at each other doesn't mean that you have to sit there on the TV or on the couch and watch that game on the TV. If you don't feel like watching it that night, by God, don't watch the game. Just watch the Chiefs on Monday or Sunday or Thursday or Wednesday or Friday or Saturday or whenever the hell they're playing a football game. Watch it then. And then you don't get burnt out. And that's kind of the conversation that I've had with people. Well, there's just so many games. So don't watch. Who the hell cares? Like, you don't have to watch. If you don't feel like watching the game that night, nobody's strapping you to the chair and saying, you got to watch this thing.
I have a sickness, Bob. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, if you watch a Thursday night game, if it's a turd, turn it off. Move on. Like, Save yourself from yourself. Again, just because there's a game on, if the game's not good, it's okay to move on.
Binkley just texted me and said, Dustman, they ought to have 20 weeks.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. Fesco in the morning brought to you by Rainier Garage.